Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, and able to leap buildings in a single bound provided she tries a couple times first. We just saw the first trailer for Supergirl. I'm Ben Hamlin, and I'm joined as always by...
Donald Orr.
And this is a trailer talk episode within regards to the new CBS, very brief pilot of Supergirl. I say very brief pilot because that was the longest fucking trailer I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet that trailer is pretty much like a sped up version of the pilot. Like, it's honestly, it's like 6 minutes long, but it's going to be the pilot. Like,
oh, easily.
Or at least the first two episodes.
With the exception of all that that government facility stuff. I feel like that's like a episode two or three kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like definitely that first, yeah, but definitely like, yeah, that felt like a fast forward. That felt like the entire, I mean, I'm giving a little bit of unfair flack. It isn't a trailer. Mm. It is labeled first look.
Yeah.
Which when networks put out their first looks, they are like a fast forwarded pilot. Like definitely. They do that for all network shows, and it's got zip all to do with. you know, it's not a trailer. But anyway, halfway between the Hellboy podcast, I just realized there was a trailer, so we paused the tape. I immediately watched it, and now here are my direct impressions. Say Superman's name. That's it.
No, well, I had just mentioned to Ben that like it might be like a licensing issue. It's like, yes, it is a DC show, but in the event that they do a Superman TV show, or it might even have to do with the movies to some extent.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
It's some weird licensing thing. That's my guess.
Oh no, and I'm sure there's something like that. Although there was a brief shot of Man of Steel in the beginning.
Yeah.
Although that could honestly just be recreated. Like, that probably wasn't even...
Like, oh, from the movie? No.
There was one shot of, like...
Yeah, that was definitely... That was for the show. Yeah, that was... Yeah. That was. This isn't connected to the movie at all.
True. Well, anyway, but they were definitely trying to get that atmosphere, because they, like... They, yeah. like, lens flared out his face, and he was, like, framed against the sun and kind of... Mm-hmm. Like, it looked like a Snyder shot.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't actually Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
Anyway, so opinions right off the bat, this is definitely more of the kind of superhero story I want.
Yeah.
It seems much more... It's obviously a lot lighter, which is my complaint about the current DC universe.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a chance to watch Flash yet.
Flash is the best of the bunch out of any of them.
Oh,
it's so good.
I don't doubt it. I just needed to be on Netflix.
Yeah.
I just needed to be in a form I can watch it.
Definitely watch it's the best, like... It's the best DC one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like... out of any of them.
But, I mean, it's more pointing toward, like, the lighter end. It's more pointing toward the funny end. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, things like Toymaker and Parasite popped up in the middle of this movie, or in the middle of this series, you know, instead of shying away from villains like, well, from sillier villains, I should say.
Yeah.
And focusing on the Zods and the Luthers.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of anything else.
Yeah, I definitely liked...
I think it's got the right approach in its head.
Yes.
And obviously, I'm all for colored costumes, and I'm all for casts that look like they're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm digging it, actually. I'm actually quite looking forward to this.
Yeah, I dug it, too, for the most part. I do like that it's more bright and hopeful. I think it's more... It embodies more of what Superman is, and it's Supergirl, which is weird.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, which is fine.
I felt a little bad about saying, like, this is the Superman movie I want, when Superman isn't even the main character in this.
Yeah, he's like, he's my cousin.
my cousin. Oh, this is from your cousin.
Yeah.
He came from Krypton. You know, your cousin, from who's also from Krypton, who also flies.
Again, places. It's probably some weird licensing thing. I know. But they should just say Superman. If he's going to be in this universe, say Superman. Don't say... Oh, my cousin, or, you know, I mean, it's fine, but it got repetitive in, like, a 6-minute trailer. Like, it's gonna become repetitive in that season.
And this show might come across a little corny, this trailer might come across a little corny, but that's also because they're stitching together the highlights.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when you try to fold so much. They introduced, like, what? They introduced, like, five characters?
Yeah.
Supergirl. Kara, her sister.
Jimmy Olsen.
Cat Grant. And then the guy who apparently knows a lot about capes.
Yeah.
Whose name I did not catch.
I don't know. It's her coworker, I guess.
Yeah. So they packed like 5 full character introductions into that trailer. You know, they had a lot to cover. The fact that she has powers, where she's from, they showed Kryptonians hugging, which is wrong. Not to get all continuity heavy about it, but that is flat out incorrect.
It's a CBS thing. I'm not gonna.
Oh, I know. Still wrong. There was that one speech that I paused the tape even to complain about.
Mm-hmm.
When Cat Grant is like, if you have a problem, you know, if you assume that because she's a girl, you know, it's any less, you know, it was a blatant, and this is gonna sound terrible. It's like a very preachy, you know, feminist moment, which was fine because obviously I'm a feminist, but the whole thing, you know, her whole speech boiled down to like, if you think it's wrong that she's a girl. But that's not what the character said.
Mm-hmm.
Like, also, first of all, I don't think that's a conversation we need to have anymore. I don't think anyone thinks Supergirl shouldn't exist.
Oh yeah.
You know, I think you have to say that about Lady Thor existing. Mm-hmm. You know, or you know, Sam Wilson, Captain America existing. But I don't think anyone thinks, you know, about Supergirl in the same way they do about female Thor now. You know, like that felt out of place. For a character that's been around for 40 years and is fully established in canon, and I don't think anyone needs to defend with, if you think she's just because she's a girl, she can't handle herself. Like, I don't think anyone said that.
Yeah.
And I realize what they're responding to. They're responding to an inherently sexist audience. But again, Supergirl's been around for like maybe 50 years now. I don't think it needs to be said.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Way more than that.
It's a line of dialogue that's directed towards
the audience,
not to her.
Especially since Kara said she doesn't have a problem with being labeled super, you know, female anything. She said, I don't want to be called Supergirl, I want to be called Superwoman. So it seemed like a, you know, which is understandable, because I wouldn't want to be called, you know, I wouldn't want to be called like Ham Boy or whatever my, you know, code name is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I would want to be called the Ham Man.
Well, I think,
which I am, hamman23.tumblr.com.
I think the main point they were trying to drive home is that girl isn't any less empowering than woman.
Character wants to be called something else.
Well, that.
I feel like they.
She doesn't know that who she's talking to is Supergirl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they either should have just not brought it up at all, or. I don't know. It felt really out of place.
It felt out of place because she wasn't talking to her. She was talking to us. That's
precisely.
Why. That's the only reason it felt out of place. I think I agree with the statement, though. It just felt...
Yeah. No, I agree with what she was trying to say. It
yeah.
just felt really oddly, yeah, mistargeted or something like that. Especially
yeah.
since you don't need to justify the name Supergirl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just... Like, if someone said, like, hey, are we really going to be covering Supergirl instead of Superman or something? Then that speech should have made sense. But I think the difference between woman or girl wasn't the place you make your stand on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think context is important as well, because it's just one small snippet of what I assume to be the pilot, so...
Yeah, precisely.
It'll make more sense, I think. But
yeah,
I do agree
actually,
with
yeah, there we go, that's my complaint. If people were like, hey, why are we devoting all our media coverage to Supergirl instead of Superman?
Mm-hmm.
And if she had said it, you know, how dare you think that just because she's a girl, you know, we shouldn't care about her... Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That would have made sense then. But the difference being, hey, how about we call her Superwoman instead of Supergirl? That just felt like, well, what's the fucking difference?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Like, no one said one was less empowering. They just, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was weird. But no, I'm looking forward to this.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
Man, I'm just excited to see powered characters.
Yeah.
After, well, again, I haven't seen
Flash. Well, you need
Flash
to see
yet.
The Flash. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
The Flash is so good. There's so many, and even, like, I like Arrow, but, like, the acting is just a lot better. Like, there's still cheesy moments in The Flash.
Oh, good. I want cheesy moments in my
but
comics.
But there, I mean, it's good cheesy. Like, there's some bad cheese in Arrow at times.
Mm-hmm. I need to go back and finish Arrow, honestly.
Yeah. To its credit, The Flash is so good. There are so many, like, really good character moments. They're going into some crazy stuff right now, like, with Flashpoint and, like, going back in time. Like, he can time travel.
Oh, already?
Yeah.
That's season
In the first
season.
Season
one?
Yeah.
Do you have a Hulu?
No, I don't. But you can.
I want to watch this.
You can acquire it on the internet.
Yes, I know. I know I can, but I also want to support it so they keep making more dumb shit for me instead of just.
It'll be on Netflix
instead of Grunge Man versus but Grunger Man.
The Flash is so good, and I'm hoping Supergirl can channel that sort of fun, and like from what I saw, it was bright and hopeful, and it's more Superman than Man of Steel. Like it encapsulates like at least the sort of the mythos almost.
I want a fun Jimmy Olsen who's good at photography and has lines, most importantly.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Jenny Olsen, but I'm pretty sure she didn't speak in that entire movie. I want a fun Jimmy Olsen. I want to throw in together a costume scene. You know, I want first adventures. I don't want angst. I want, big, huge plane saving, fun superheroes.
Yeah.
So DC, please, please continue to make more of these. I will watch every single one, assuming you put them on Netflix.
Yeah, for sure.
And I believe that is my final word on that. Unless, Donald, you had something else you wanted to add.
Yeah, I mean, my only complaint about this is, and I mean, I don't know if it can be helped at all, but I kind of want, like, less Sex in the City, less, see. It has.
Oh, it definitely felt very Devil's Wear Prada. Devil Wears Prada.
Well, it just has this, like. I mean, it's on CBS, so it makes sense, but it has.
They're going for that wide network television appeal.
Yeah, like as soon as it.
To be fair, I don't know if that's going to work as well as it should.
Like the first 2 minutes are very like.
Excuse me, as well as they want it to.
Yeah, the first 2 minutes of the trailer, it's like very like CBS network, like normal, like not. I don't know. It's just procedural. I mean, it's normal. Like there's nothing.
With the exception of the fact that they showed Krypton very briefly.
Yeah, right after that. Like everything.
You would have no damn idea that was. Like, we brought in Aiden, my roommate Aiden. He's an Alpha Squad. He's been on Roll With It before. He's one of our editors and actors, obviously. We brought him in, and he, like, legitimately could not figure out what superhero this was about. He even guessed, like, is this Wonder Woman? Because, it's so hard. You know, obviously it was a superhero thing, or else Donald and I wouldn't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had no idea who Supergirl was, like you wouldn't catch on immediately. And like, I think they might have a little problems mixing genres, but we're about to see an Ant-Man heist movie. So, it maybe could mesh together. It's just not something we've ever seen before. In this case, I don't mean this disparagingly in any way, like kind of a chick flick comedy, but with a superhero in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm fairly certain this is the first one we've ever gotten.
Yeah.
Especially since there's never been a Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah, well, it's the first. I think the first female superhero show we've had since the Linda Carter.
Yeah, precisely.
Wonder Woman. So. If I'm remembering correctly, I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, so it's just a genre we've never seen before.
Yeah.
So it might work, but it also might be too.
No, I think it'll work. I just don't. I don't want it to be bogged down with the CBS like Sex and the City esque.
Ugly Betty kind of.
I want more Supergirl, like less Kara. Sorry, to be honest, like less of her in that environment and more Supergirl.
Certainly.
And she, like, I think they'll do a good job of her becoming her own person, not just being a knockoff Superman. You know what I mean? Well, there's still a chance they might cross over Supergirl with the Arrowverse, but again, I don't know how all the network stuff. Works because I guess Supergirl's time slot is the exact same time as Gotham's on Fox.
Ooh.
So it's.
Man, fuck me. I forgot Gotham existed.
So DC is sort of competing with themselves here.
Which
with the
can't
same,
be good.
Like, I don't understand how that works. Like, do they know? Like, I mean, they are on different networks, but do they know? Or are they just creating, like.
DC editorial has to know about that.
I would imagine.
Or Warner Brothers Media or whatever it is.
Yeah. It's weird.
I forgot briefly what I was going to say, but like because their DC is not making its movies and its TV shows in the same world. And we know that. That's fact.
Oh, yeah. Well, I already know. Like, unless they pull some, like, crisis crap, like.
Yeah.
And I think that would be cool, but that would go over so many people's heads. But
yeah.
They could make it work.
I think I was going to say something about the Superman.
If they establish in either. They would probably establish it in the TV show. But if they establish that, there are multiple Earths, which explains all these, why the movies and the TV shows don't connect, that would make sense. I just wish that all of the
TV shows did connect, even if they are on different networks. Like, just the fact that they are in the same universe. But definitely. I guess they don't want to be bogged down with having to keep continuity continuous.
Which is fine. I think, you know, I think that could work. That way, you know, Flash gets to fight everyone. Green Arrow gets to fight everyone.
But the cohesiveness between Flash and Arrow works so well that I wish, like, even if they don't necessarily meet each other, I would like a name drop of or something.
There's
this new Supergirl in Metropolis, wherever she is.
Yeah, I wish they could at least be referential to each other.
Yeah.
And it could actually, like, drop names.
And with, you know, Gotham...
And stop saying, my cousin.
Yeah, exactly. With Gotham, it makes sense because, it's before he becomes Batman, so it's in the past, technically.
12 or 15 years prior or something like that.
So...
Assuming Batman becomes Batman at, like, 23 or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, but...
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's a genre we've never seen before. It's not even a trailer, it's a first look, so that explains why the formatting was so weird.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just gonna... Looking back, it's gonna be, like, a recap of the pilot.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
All that is going to be in the pilot.
But I think we're both looking forward to it. We're a little hesitant about the genre, but I think we're both looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And it's the Superman that we both want to see. He's just a Supergirl.
I don't think Superman himself is going to be in it. But
no, of course not.
As tonally, I think Supergirl will nail what Superman is sort of all about.
Yeah.
And also have that
kind of dorky learning...
Yeah.
Learning hero factor to it.
And I'm really glad there's more diversity being pushed forward in the superhero world of comics, because we have Supergirl, who's a female, obviously, and we touched upon that feminist piece of dialogue, but also Black Jimmy Olsen. I don't mind that he's black at all. I think it's fine as long as they nail down.
As long as he's Jimmy Olsen, which is not something I can say for any of the previous Jimmy Olsens.
Yeah.
And I am including the 70s movies, in which Jimmy Olsen was just like, hey, look, Mr. White! And that's it.
Oh, yeah, that's not gonna...
They never hung out.
That's not gonna fly, but...
That made me sad.
He's this, you know, tall, handsome, good-looking black dude, but if they can get to who the core of who Jimmy is in this person, and I think it's fine, and I think it would work.
Yeah, so I think it's fair to say we're both looking forward to it.
Yes.
Awesome. Cool. Well, with that in mind, I have been Ben Hamlin.
I've been Donald Orr.
And this has been Super Cinema.
Woo!
This podcast is a part of the Infinity Break Media Network. Stay updated. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at Infinity Break 23, and on Facebook as facebook.com/InfinityBreak23. As always, you can find all of our podcasts, as well as our other projects, at infinitybreak.net. If you haven't already, subscribe to us on iTunes. And if you're feeling up to it, write a review for this podcast. The more good reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find us, and the more quality podcasts we can send your way. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned.